Oasis Audio presents In Our Backyard by Nita Bells. Read for you by Nicole Zanzarella. This book is dedicated to all the precious ones being used as modern-day slaves. To those of you who are sleeping in doorways, or on the floors of garages, utility rooms, warehouses, crowded houses and apartments, and other places you never wanted to be. It's for those of you who have given up hope of finding help, and those of you with a shred of hope left. It comes with a message that you are loved, by people you've given up on, by a God who loves you in the midst of your circumstances, and with a message that many of us who care are on the move. We are committed to doing what we can and to petitioning God on your behalf for the rest. Yes, you are loved. Believe it. These three remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13. May this book help to demonstrate that love in helping to end the atrocity of modern slavery. Preface. We have only begun to scratch the surface in the fight against human trafficking. If there were only one soul still being trafficked, our fight against this atrocity would continue. But the ugly truth is that there are millions. We have much more work remaining. This book is a resource to help regular citizens understand what human trafficking is, how to recognize it, and what to do if they see it. Human trafficking exists in every state and nearly every city. If you look hard enough, you'll even find it in our nation's small towns and in the countryside. In short, it's in our backyard. And we can all help to stop this atrocity. I live in a beautiful rural area. Our region consists of small, sleepy western towns, cities, and farming communities, with some of the seemingly safest streets in the country. Tourism abounds here, with 315 days of sunshine a year, wide open spaces, rivers, lakes, mountains, an air that smells so good it should be bottled. Not surprisingly, this area attracts conventions and other gatherings, as well as wealthy, some very wealthy, individuals looking for upscale and resort living. If human trafficking can happen in my hometown, it can and does happen anywhere. No community is immune. I began to study human trafficking while working on my master's degree in 2005. The stories I uncovered were the most tragic I had ever known. "What can I do?" I asked. The answer that came surprised me: write a book about human trafficking. I had never written a book before. My gifts seemed to be in teaching, training, networking, motivating, and caring deeply about individuals. Doing those things came easily to me. By contrast, writing this book was very difficult. I felt I was being asked to do something not impossible, but well out of my comfort zone. My hope is that this book will help save some child, some young woman, some young man, as it encourages all of us to love as we would want to be loved, in this fight against human trafficking and beyond. I've written stories I've seen and heard, stories that have broken my heart and, I suspect, will break yours as well. It certainly broke my heart when I learned about what was happening in other places around the globe. But when I understood what was happening here in America, in this country where I live and which I dearly love, I knew this is where I was called to make a difference. I have lived my entire life here, and never realized until 2006 that slavery still exists on U.S. soil. I had to do something. What do I have to offer the victims and survivors of modern slavery? While I'm often described as an expert on this subject, I am still learning every day. My best teachers, and the ones I respect beyond words, are those who have survived and are surviving this atrocity. None of us can be all things.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?